Mishnah says on Daf Ayin Chesam at Aleph. Amal akinsi shtar chov zeh. Oshimitza oso me'achorav. Korav aharei higita. Eino gerat shiyomala higitech. What happens if a person gives the get to his wife and he says, kinsi la shtar chov zeh? He says it's a shtar chov, it's not a get. Now we'll see. We'll see. What's his kavana when he gives it to the get? Does he really think it's a shtar chov? Is he giving it to her l'shem gerishin or not? So the Rishonim talk about that. That's a complication. The pashup shot is that he's giving her the get l'shem gerishin, but he just tells her that it's a shtar chov. So Zokta Mishnah, that's not a good get. It's not a good get. It doesn't work. He has to say hey gitach. He has to tell her that it's a get. Okay, so either if he says kinsi shtar chov zeh or mitza'oso me'achorav, she found it in back of him. It was in his pocket. And she found it, and she took it out, and she reads it, she sees that it's again, it's not enough. He has to say, hey, gitech to her. And then the Mishnah adds the Sefer, nosam biyodav yishena, ne'ora, kora vareo gita, eno gera, shiomela, hey, gitech. By the same token, if he puts it into her hand, but she's sleeping. So the Mishnah says, that's not a good get, she has to be ne'or. If she's not ne'ora, then it's not going to be a good get. We'll have to see why. See in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem. So, Nochamol, it's not going to be again until he says, Hegitech. Okay, this is the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. As Rashi explains, that's the Chiddush. We're going to have to explain how that works. Right? You would think that he has to have an Asina L'Shem Gerishin. The Asina Matchil has to be L'Shem Gerishin. It didn't seem like it was L'Shem Gerishin. He said, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh. So the Chiddush is, as long as he tells her that this is her get, afterwards, that's enough. And that solves the problem. So of course, we'll have to explain why. Let's see the Gemara. Ki amala hegitech mayhavi, havalei tli gitech mi'al gabekaka v'yamareva, tli gitech mi'al gabekaka lo amaklum. This is our favorite Gemara, right? This is the source. And when someone asks you, where does it say that the Gitach Me'al Gabei Karka is possible? So this is really the Gemara that they all quote, the Gemara Daf Ayin Chesam and Aleph. It's quoted in other places also, but this is really the source. So the problem is, how does this statement, Hey Gitach, solve the problem? It's Doch Tli Gitach Me'al Gabei Karka. What is Tli Gitach Me'al Gabei Karka? What case is the Gemara going on? So Lachora, it's not going on the first case where he said, Kinsi La Shtar Chov Zeh, because there, we do have a good nesina. It's going on the second case, right? Mitza'oso me'achorav korava hareyugita enoget. Right? So if she finds it, she takes it out of his pocket, so that's not going to be a good get. But so the Mishnah, if he says hegita, then it does work. Frak the Gemara, how does hegita work in that situation? It's doch pligita me'al gabei karka, because he didn't give her the get, she took it me'achorav. So the Gemara, no. Eima shashofoso me'achorav. She took it out, Shalfasa Rashi, Shayatocha ben Chagor Lamazna, Shalfasa Misham. So initially the Gemara was thinking, Mitza'asa Me'achorav is not even Shalfasa, that she didn't take it from him, she found it in back of him. Somehow it wasn't even on him, I guess. So Gemara says, no, she took it away from him, she took it off of his body. So Shalfasa Nami, the Gemara, Habina Venasam Biyoda, he has to give it into her hand, Shalfasa doesn't do anything. This is the famous Arg L'Chartze. Arg L'Chartze, he stuck out his hip and she took it out of the hip. So she is taking it, but he's Arg L'Chartze, he's doing a Maisa. The fact that he's doing a Maisa solves the Tli Gitach Me'al Gabei Karka issue. And this is step one in the Gemara. So this is in terms of Tli Gitach Me'al Gabei Karka. The Gemara says that Arg L'Chartze is necessary in order to make it a Nesina. Nesina saget liyoda mehabal. It has to be a nesina from the baal to her. So he has to do something. He has to be misayeya in the nesina, as we've described. So if he's arak lachatzah, that's enough of a siyua that it's not ligitach megabe karka. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tani nami hachi. Amala kinsi shtar chov zeh, o sheshofasa mecharav. Karaso vareo gita eno gerat shi amala he gita ech divi rebi. Reb Shimon ben Elazar amala olam eno gerat shi etlenu heimen av yasav yedena lav yamala he gita. Reb Shimon ben Elazar is a nushita. We didn't see him in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that, no, you need a new nesina. The first nesina wasn't L'Shem Gerishin. The first nesina, well, whether it was L'Shem Gerishin or not, he killed it with the Amira. Right? If he says, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, even if we'll say that a nesina, Miyad Habal is enough. Right? That's all you need. It doesn't have to be L'Shem Gerishin. Or maybe he had the kavana that it should be L'Shem Gerishin. But his Amira killed it. His Amira was Mevato that because he said, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh. So there's some kind of a problem with the Amir. Sakhtav Shimon ben Elazar, once you have a problem over here, you have to do the Nesina Mechadash. Right? Like we find in other contexts, if the Nesina wasn't done Metchila Kedaso Kedin, so it has to be done again. And similarly, Nosnav Yadav Yeshena Neora. Vikora varehu gita, and again, achiyomala hegita, divi rebbe. Rabshem ben Elazar, amachitana, amena, viyasa, viyadana, loviyomala hegita. The Zelva machlokis, right? The same machlokis, Rebbe, Rabshem ben Elazar, applies to both parts of the Mishnah. Rabshem ben Elazar holds that in both cases, the Nesina is psula, the Nesina isn't good, so you gotta do a new Nesina. If not, it would be tligitach me'agabe karka. So the Gemara says, utzricha, you need both. Why? The iyat me'bahach kamaisa, listen up to this. Right, the Iyat Mavakam Aisa Bahikam Rebbe Mishum Debase Gerushehi. If we only had the first case, then we'd think that Rebbe holds you don't need a new Nesina because she's a Basegushe. There's no Chisaron in the Gavra, right? The Gavra of the Isha, she's a Basegushe, she's not Yeshena. The problem was in what he says. He says Kinsi Lo Shtachov Zeh, but in terms of the Gavra Isha, she's a Basegushe. So I would think there Rebbe says it's okay without a new Nesina. But by Yeshena, I think Rebbe is Moda, that you need a Nunasina. Right? I would think that Rebbe says that you don't need a Nunasina, Dafka, where she's not Yeshena. If there's only a Kinsi Shtachov Zeh. And I would think that Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that you need a Nesina Dafka where she is Yeshena, where she's not a Basa Grusha, but by the other you don't. Kamashla, no, that the argument akotza lakotza. Rebbe says that you never need a new Nesina, bein by Kinsi Shtachovzeh, bein by Yeshena. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds you always need a new Nesina, even in the case of Kinsi Shtachovzeh. This is the Gemara. Question, yes.
Yeah, why, according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, does he have to say, Yomala Hagiteh? She just read the words on the paper. That says that Hari is a Hagita. So why, when he re-gives it, does he have to say, he seems like he's sorrowful, like he has to say Hagideh, but she knows it.
That's a very good question. So we're going to address that a little bit later also. That sort of relates to what the Beis Shmuel says within the Rambam. That's like at the very, very end of the shiur, right? The question that you're really raising is, once the Loshon of the get speaks for itself, and she saw the lashon of the get, so why does the Baal have to say Hegitech when he gives it to her? Right? I mean, let's say the lashon of the get says exactly what the get is supposed to say, and the husband says Kinsi Shtachov Zeh. So what's the problem with that? It should be a perfectly good gerushin. He gave her a get, no? So the question is, well, but what did he say in Kinsi Shtachov Zeh? How could it be a Shtachov? So the question is, if he's not giving it to her l'shem gerushin, so it doesn't really matter what it says, right? If he says kinsi shtarchov zeh, somehow in the Mishnah, kinsi shtarchov zeh passels the get, even if the get, if she reads the get and it has the lashon of the get, it's still passel. So somehow zeh gitech, the statement hey gitech, is necessary to finish the maisa gerushin, to be mashlim the maisa gerushin. Without that statement, somehow there's something missing. Whether it's on a Daraisa level, Drabana level, but there's something missing. So Lechora, that same thing would be missing even if she reads it. Right? She read it. So if the husband gives it to her again, how do we know what he's giving it to her for? Right? So if he says, Hey Giter, then we know that what his Kavona is. But if he were to say, Kinsi Shtachovzeh, Itaka wouldn't work. Maybe what you're really asking is, what happens if he just gives her the get? Stam, he doesn't say anything. Right? You would think that that's fine. If she reads the get, then everything should be fine, right? So that's not so clear. We'll see. That could be a machlokas rishonim also. Right? Is there a need for dibur in the maisa gerushin? That's really the question that you're raising. In a stam case, there's no medaber imal iskegita, it's not a sukim boso inyan. Do you need a dibur? Or is it enough just to give her the get? She reads the get and she sees what it is and that's it. So that's a major discussion in the rishonim. We're going to have to get to that. Okay? Okay, but before we talk about that, let's talk about a different issue that relates to this Mishnah. Okay. What does Tosfos say? Okay, what does it mean? The Mishnah, okay, well, what's the first issue in this Mishnah? Kinsi Shtarchov Zeh. Right? Amala Kinsi Shtarchov Zeh, Zok the Mishnah, Eno Ged, Achiyamala Hegitech. What's the psul of kinsi shtar chavzah? What's missing from that? So first let's talk about the psul of kinsi shtar chavzah, and then we'll talk about what the circumstances are in which he said kinsi shtar chavzah. Were they asukim boso inyan? Were they not asukim boso? Were they talking about getting it all? Did he just give her the get stam? So that's the second issue that we have to address. But first let's try to figure out what's the psul of kinsi shtar chavzah. So it comes to Osis and he makes the following interesting statement. Eino get at shiyomala hegitech. Right? This is Tosfos here in Dermaschalenu. Riha yamatzrich lenosen get leishto lomar hegitech v'gam hariyat matez l'choladim k'demashma b'hamagamish. Hayirigilam lomar gam ken v'dein. V'dein dihabilechem yinoi sefer tiruchim v'gerish shvukim. They used to be very clear that this is a get. So the re was matzich, the re was mechayev, the baal, to say hegitech every time that he gives the get to the woman. You need a dibur. Umiu kosher frektosis, the bahanizok and mashma dafilu lo'omer kosher. But it sounds like you don't need hegitech in order to be machshir the get. Gabi meiduso shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgud on nishma amal eidim re'u get zechulei. Well, what's Tos referring to? So let's turn back to this Mishnah. I didn't actually assign it to you, but I figured you would look it up. Very important Mishnah for us. So, right, the Rishonim go back and forth between these sugyos. We'll see. It seems like this Mishnah is actually a stira to our Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah Daf Nun Hei says, "Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, al acharesha sheisi avia sheyotze began." Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada was made that a chareshes, not a chareshes. Let's assume the chareshes is a shota, right? She's a deaf mute. She can't hear or speak. And in those times, they really couldn't educate them properly. So they unfortunately remained shotas, right? So let's say she's a shota. She doesn't have das. So the halacha is that if she's a ktana, so then the father can marry her off, right? The father can marry her off. So let's say the father married her off, not only in kiddushin, but even nisuin. Right? The father married her off. He's makabel kiddushin. That's Rashi. Rebusa naka davgab the kabel avia kiddushin didok she ketana v'havila eshes ish gemur. She's a full eshes ish. But she's a shota. It doesn't matter because the father can be makabel kiddushin for her. He can be makabel kiddushin. He can do nisuin also. He agrees. He agrees that the husband can take her home. So if the chareshes was isi avia minat Torah, she's a full eshes ish. So the chiddush Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada was made is that she's yotze beget. That you can divorce her. How is she yotze beget? How is she yotze beget? Aye, but she's a shota. No, but you don't need dasa isha in the gerushin. Says Rashi, v'havileishes ish gemur. Afilu ochi yotze beget mekabelas gita. Avagad lespa data. The isha ki nafka b'akorcha nafka. Vein misratze begerushin. V'afilu ochi nafka hilkach lo be'ina daita. There's no need for dasa isha in the gerushin. So minat Torah she can be divorced. Minat Torah she can be divorced. Wow, that's quite a chiddush. So Amar Rava, Zok the Gemara there, Meidusa Shah Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, Amar Le'ed and Ruget Zeshani Nosin La V'chaz V'Amar La Kinsi Shtach Ovze, Harezim Agureshes. Rava says from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada's Eidus, you see that even if the woman doesn't have Das for Gerushin, she doesn't realize what's going on, it still works. Again, what did the husband do? He told the Eidim, I'm giving the get to my wife. So he was Modia the Eidim that this is an Asin L'Shem Gerushin. But then he doesn't say that to the wife. Doesn't matter. She doesn't need das in the gerushin. Milo Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada lo bina daita. Achanami lo bina daita. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada's whole chiddush is that you don't need das isha in the gerushin, right? Even this chareshes can be misgareshes. The chareshes can be misgareshes. So too, even if pikachas who doesn't know that there's a gerushin over here, that also should work. You shouldn't need her das. The Gemara just asks, pshita, it's the chadar of pashit. No. Mahu de teima came in the amakin si shtach of zebet uli batle. Kamash malon, imi se de batle, la'idem ava amaluhu. V'hai de kamar hachim isham kisufa. I would think that when he says, kin si shtach of zeh, then he was mevatel. He was mevatel what he told the Edom. He changed his mind. I would think maybe he changed his mind. It's not given L'Shem Gerushin. Kamash Malan, no, he really meant it L'Shem Gerushin. He just didn't tell the woman that, Mishum Kisuva, because he's embarrassed. But really, it's a good Gerushin, even though there's no Das. So Frektosis, just one second. Well, what's going on over here? The Re says that the Baal has to tell the wife, Hegitech, he has to tell her he's giving her a get. That's what the Re says. And yet, from the Mishnah, on Daf Nun Hei, it's clear that he doesn't have to tell the wife anything. As long as the Edom know what he's doing, that's fine. The Edom, he told the Edom, Re'u get zesh ani nosen l'ishti. He didn't inform the woman that it's her get. It's still okay. It's stuck against the re. It's against the re, right? The re says that you have to tell the wife zegitech. There it sounds like you don't have to say hegitech to the woman, and here the re says that you do. So the Yesh Shlomo says Taisus a meridiki yisod. Says the hosim nami achakach yagidu loha edim shehi megureshes. Avopi de haisha miskareshes bal karcha. Mekamakam tzarech lomer lo hegitech. Varei muteres lecha adam. This is not the yisod. This is just the answer. The answer Tosa says is in a chanami. You have to tell the woman that you have to put a new kimta into the mishnah dafnan hey that after he tells the edim or after he gives the get to the wife, he has to say hegitech. He has to identify this document, not as a shtarchov. I told you, Kinsey shtarchov zeva. Once she takes it, she didn't throw it away. Once she takes it, then he has to say that it's her get. Because if not, it's not going to work. The Re says that you have to say, hey, gitech, to the woman. So if that's the case, then that's the ukimta that you have to establish the Mishnah that often hate to be talking about. But the question is, why? Why do you have to tell the woman that it's her get? So, this is the yisod. Teida says Tosu sheteida shimagoresh. I'm sorry, you have to tell her sheteida shimagoreshes. Velo te choseres. What's the yisod? The Re says you have to tell the woman hegitech. You have to inform her that this is her get. And if you don't, then the gerushin is not going to be chal. Why? Because she'll be mishalcha v'chozeres. She doesn't realize that she's divorced. And that's the yisod, according to Tosfos. Hegitech, the amira of the Baal, that hegitech, that this is your get, is necessary. So the woman shouldn't be mishalcha v'chozeres. Shouldn't be mishalcha v'chozeres. Wow. What does that mean? That's a very interesting application of this principle. We've seen Mishalcha v'eino chozeres before. Right? That's a Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos quotes different makoros as to why a shota min haTorah can't be miskareshes. Right? What does the Gemara there say? Right, Dvar Torah Shota Miskareshes. But the Bei Rabbiana say that Vinasam Biyad Mishiyesh LaYad LaGarish Atzma Yotzazu Shein LaYad. And Tana the Bei Rabbi Shmuel V'Shilcha Mibeis Misha Mashalcha V'Enoch Hazeres Yotzazu Shemashalcha V'Chozeres. The Gemara says, no, Yodas Lishmar Gita Veni Yodas Lishmar Atzma Dvar Torah Shota Miskareshes Da Yodas Lishmar Gita Am Rabbanan Lalifka Shlo Yinagu Ba Minik Hefker. There's a Dinder Rabbanan that if she's Eni Yodas Lishmar Atzma, she's not careful with herself, with her body, so that we don't want her to be Miskareshes because we're afraid there'll be Noeg Minik Hefker Ba. Okay, but if she's Yodas Lishmar Gita, so then she can be miskareshes min haTorah. If she's any odas lishmar gita, then min haTorah she's not miskareshes. Where's this halacha? This halacha that only midirabbanan she's not miskareshes kadesh lo yinagu ban minik hefker. That's where she's yodas lishmar gita, right? If she's yodas lishmar gita, the Bei Rabbi Anai, the Bei Rabbi Yishmael are talking about if she's any yodas lishmar gita. If she's any odas lishmar gita, then even min haTorah she's not going to be miskareshes. According to the Bei Rabbi Anai, it's because she doesn't have a yad lagarish esatma. V'nasam bi'adam, she yesh lo yad lagarish esatma. We don't look at a shota as having a yad lagarish. The Bei Rabbi Yishmael say, v'shilcha b'beisu, misha mashacha v'ena chozeres. Misha mashacha v'ena chozeres. So that's the drasha. The drasha of Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael is the drasha that Tosus is quoting over here. That there's a rule that the woman has to be mashacha v'ena chozeres. And that's why min haTorah it would appear that a shota is a lav bas gerushin. Shota is a lav bas gerushin. So comes Tosus and says, you know what? It's not just a shota, but even a pikachas is a lav bas gerushin if she doesn't realize that she's megureshes. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush. It's clear from Tosus, our Tosus, that how is he learning mishacha ve'eino chozeres? What kind of a halacha is that? So, if you just had the Gemara in Yevamos, you would say that Meshacha Veino Chozeres is teaching me that a Shota is not a Bar Gerushin, not a Bas Gerushin min haTorah. Right? So you could have said Meshacha Veino Chozeres really is a Simen Ladover. It's a Simen that the gavra is not a gavra basgir. She said, din in the gavra. You could have said, Meshacha ve'enu chozeres, is a din in the gavra. We're identifying the woman as a Meshacha ve'enu chozeres, if she's a shota. And it's just a code word. It's a it's code for saying that a shota, because she's chozeres, she's not shayach to gerushin. It's a din in the gavra. That's what you could say. But if it's a din in the gavra, then our Tosfos doesn't make any sense. Right? How can you say that a pikachas can't be miskareshes if she doesn't know that it's her get? She's certainly a bas gerushin. She's not yeshena. You know, the Gemara says that a yeshena is lav bas grushe. That's why I said it's very important to look at the lashon of the Gemara. Because the Gemara is defining terms over here. Gemara says that even though in terms of, I mean, if we would look at a person sleeping, we'd say, well, the person sleeping, the person awake is the same person. Halachically, they're not the same person. She's not a basa grushe because she doesn't have das right now, right? She's not really a basa grushe. So, but the pikachas, when she's neora, she certainly is a basa grushe. She certainly is a gavra who's a bas gerushin, and yet Tosfos says that if she doesn't know that it's her get, she's called Meshacha ve'enu chozeres, and the get is possible. Why should that be true? The answer must be that Tosfos is learning Meshacha ve'enu chozeres is not a din in the gavra. It's a din in the Maisa Gerushin. It's a din in the Maisa Gerushin befoel, that it can't be called a Maisa Gerushin unless there's a krisus. It's a chisaron in krisus. Right? It's a din in the Maisa Gerushin. If the woman doesn't know not to be chozeres, then there's a lack of krisus over here. There's a lack of krisus. We found examples of this, right? The Gemara, Hamagarish, at the very beginning, Magarish Hesishto, Vamala Hareva Gadreshes, Yimeni Chutz Miploni. That's a Chitz Tzimachogas Tanoim, but according to those Tanoim, we say it's possible, the Chachamim, that's a Chisorn in Krisus. Ha'omer Harei Zegitech, Amanash Lo Tishti Yayin, Amanash Lo Telchil Veisavich La'olam, and it's a Krisus, the Gemara on Daf Chofa Mibbeis, right? It's a lack of krisus. You need a davar hakores bein olav veino. There has to be a krisus. I mean, we even talked about get biyado, meshicha biyado, get biyado, meshicha biyado. He still has strings attached to the get. There has to be a krisus over here. Tosfos is learning the problem of meshacha ve'en chozeres is not a problem in the gavra. It's not that we're identifying the gavra as someone who's not shayach to gerushin. No, it's a din of the maisa gerushin. That you need that the maisa gerushin should be a maisa that's kores bein olav veino. It has to be kores. And if she's chozeres, if it's not meshacha ve'eino chozeres, then there's a chisaron increases because she's going to come back. That's not a break. She's still agida gabe. It's not a break. So that's a psul in the maisa gerushin. Oh, if it's a psul and maisa gerushin, then we understand Tosfos, it can apply even to a pikachas. It can apply even to a pikachas. The pikachas is shayach to gerushin. In terms of the gavra, she's shayach to gerushin. But if she's chozeres, if she's meshachah v'chozeres, because she doesn't know that this is her get, then the maisa gerushin is possible because there's a lack of krisus. Okay? This could be pshat in Tosfos. This idea that meshachah v'enu chozeres might be a din in the maisa gerushin and not in the gavra, so we found smuchin lekach in some other rishonim as well. Rishonim have a debate whether the rule of Meshacha ve'enu chozeres applies. Let's go back to Shota, right? Let's say the girl is a Shota, but she has someone else who can watch over her. She has a father, right? So can the father, can she receive the gerushin? Right? Can you be Megarish the Shota? Give her the gerushin. But she's Miskareshes al Yidei Avia. Her father can watch her. So do we call that Meshacha v'chozeres, or do we not call that Meshacha v'chozeres? That's a machlokes, Rabbi Natam and Rashi. Very, very important machlokes. Tosfos and Gittin has this. It appears in a few places. Tosfos in Kiddushin in the second parak. Tosfos there in Yevamos. It's a longer Tosfos in Yevamos. And besides, we're learning Gittin, so I figured we'll see it in Gittin. Right? So what does Tosfos say? Han samach dalet amibes here in Gittin. So the Gemara there is going on the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, "V'chol she'en yichol lishmar es gita, en yichol lizgarish." If she's en yichol lishmar es gita, she can't be miskareshes. Pirsh bekunches afilo al yidei avia dashotehi. Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak v'sholcha mibeis mishem mashacha v'enecho zeres. So Rashi says that even al yidei avia she's not miskareshes. Hilkach afilo bekabola savia ena miskareshes. Says Rashi right there al asar. Gitn samach dalad amibes. Because she's a shota. Rashi says, the hashota he. She's Eina Miskareshes de Hashotahi. Interesting Lashon Rashi. Rabbi Natan Mefarish says the Tosis Dal Yedei Avia Miskareshes. Afagav She'eni Yodas Lishmer Eskita. Rabbi Natan says that she's Miskareshes Al Yedei Avia, even though she doesn't, even though she's Eina Yodas Lishmer Eskita. V'horakach Halacha LaMaisa. Rabbi Natan was Moril Halacha like this. Why? So what's the Yisod? The Holy Rabbi Yanai, the Darash Asam Even Asam Biyoda.
What's
he saying? No, before we even look at Tosis, let's think Svardik. Let's think Svardik over here. Right? Rashi says that she's Miskareshes al yidei avia. Why? I'm sorry, she's not Miskareshes even al yidei avia. The Hashotei. She's a Shota. Rabbi Natan says that she's Miskareshes al yidei avia. Aye, she's any das lishmas gita, no problem. What do you think the machlokis is? So Rashi, I think, is Poshet. Right? What does Rashi say? That she's not Miskareshes, even al yidei avia. Why? He tells you. Three words. Dashotahi. What's he saying? Rashi's saying, Meshacha ben achazes, it's din in the gavra. So Shota's not Miskareshes. Doesn't matter. Al yidei atzma, al yidei avia. Who cares? Who cares who can watch her? Okay, she can't watch herself. The father can watch her. So what? Mishacha ve'en achazeres is just an identifying feature to say, to indicate that she's a shota. So if she's a shota, she's a shota. So even Ayidei Avia, she's not Miskareshes. Rashi's pushing. Rashi's assuming Mishacha ve'en achazeres is a din in the gafra. What's Tosu saying? What's Tosu saying over here? What's the Rabbi Natan saying? So if you were to ask me, I'd say that maybe the chiddush of the Rabbi Natan is that Mishacha ve'en achazeres is a din in the Maisa Gerishin. That it's not a krisus if she's going to be Choseris, because it's not going to be a break. She's going to come back. She's still Agida Gabe. That's what I would have said. It's certainly a possibility. Certainly a possibility. Because if Meshach Ben Choseris is a din in the Maisa Gerishin, then we understand Rabbi Natan Al Yidei Avia Shekami Miskareshes, because the father's going to be Shomer. Befoel, the father's going to make sure that she's not going to go back. Aye, but she's a Shota, so what? In the Gavra, she's a Shota, but so what? A Shota can be Miskareshes if she has someone else to watch her. Right? That's the Chiddush. Right? If she has someone else to watch her to ensure that she's not going to be Choseris, then maybe a Shota can be Miskareshes min HaTorah. That's what I would have said, B'das Rabbi Natan. Right? I would have said Rashi, Rabbi Natan, the Maharish taking sides in this Chakira that we have. Right? Tosus took a side. Tosus over here took a side. He says that even a Pikachas is not Miskareshes unless she knows that it's her get. Because he's clearly learning Meshachav Enoch has been in the Maisa Gerish and not in the Gavra. Rabbi Natan is also taking the same approach. That's what I would have said. Rabbi Natan is taking the same approach. That's why he says that maybe even a Shota can be Miskareshes. Just like a Pikachas will not be Miskareshes if she doesn't understand his forget, so too the Shota can be Miskareshes if the father can watch her. Right? Two sides of the same coin. If you hope Meshach Ben Chazes, it's in the Maisa Gerishin. That's how I would have explained. That's not the way Tosus explains here in Gibbon. What does he say? He says, the Holy Rabbi Yanei, the Darash Asim, even Asim Biyada, what's Taisus saying over here? Taisus is alluding to the Mishnah. Mishnah has a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Nara Morasa Hiva Avia Makabel Esgita. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Dafka Avia. But Avia can be Makabel, right? A Nara Morasa, she's a Nara, but she's not a Nesua. Right? The father can be Makadesh as Bito Nara also. Right? Can be Makadesh as Bito Nara, Gemara Kedushin. Once she's a Nesua, then she's Yatasa Mershu, so he can't accept the Gerishin. But if she's Marasa, if she's only Arusa, then he can accept the Gerishin. The question is whether she has her own Yat for the Gerishin, but he certainly has a Yat. So even Pikachas, the father, can accept the Gerishin. The father has a Yad Le Gerishin vis-a-vis his daughter. So Zokter Rabbi Natan, if the father has a Yad L'Gerishin, so then what's the problem? Even if she's a Shota, so what? Even if she doesn't have a Yad L'Gerishin, the father has a Yad L'Gerishin. So the father's Yad L'Gerishin can work for the daughter. Interesting. Right? So he's not saying that, he's not neming on the Meshach of Enochoseris angle at all. He's quoting the Bei Rabbi Yanai. He's saying if the problem of Gerishin for Shota is that the Shota doesn't have a Yad L'Gerishin, so if she has a father, Al Yidei Avia, she has a Yad Legershin because the father is her Yad. He has a Yad Legershin. Even if she were Pikachas, he'd have a Yad Legershin. So even if she's a Shalti, he has a Yad Legershin for her. So that's not the way that we explained before. The way Tosis is explaining, Rabbi Natam is holding that she's Miskareshes al Yidei Avia, not because Mishach Avena Choseres is a din in the Maisa Gereshin. No, it's that she has a Yad Legershin through the father. So you would say, no, but that's the Be'er Bianai, that's not the Be'er Bishom. Maybe according to the Be'er Bishom, Mishach Avena Choseres plays a role. So he says, no. He says, V'tana de Be'er Bishom, de Mafek mi Bishilcha, lo palik alei ele b'ha, the mafik mikra achrina of a mashud like a binayu midi. The time came in sheyesh la'av u'shomer milachza. It Tosis says that the Beir Bianai, the Beir Bishmal, are not arguing. They're just mashmos darshnik mina, but there's no difference between the two. There's no difference between the two. So it's funny because if he's learning that it's both the same. That the Beir Abiyana and the Beir Bishma are both the same. So I wouldn't have added the last few words that he adds, right? He says, Kevin Shiesh Lav Hu Shomra Milachza. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, Meshach Avenu Choser is Docha Din in the Gavra, right? So if it's a Din in the Gavra, that the Gavra has to have a Yad Legereshin, so then the father provides the Yad Legereshin for the daughter. It's like he's saying two different things. He's saying that they're not arguing Lemaisa, there's no Ikebenayu between them. But there are two different svaras that are floating back and forth over here. One is that the yad of the father is enough for gerushin, so now she's viewed as a gavra that's a bas gerushin. The other is that practically there's no chisor in the ma'aseh gerushin because she won't be chazeres. He'll be shomer that she won't be chazeres. What's the nafkamina between the two? Can you think of the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Let's say the person who's been watching is not a father. Let's say there's someone else. Let's say it's a brother. Someone else. Brother or son. Someone. So there's a Yerushalmi that says, Av o ben o ach. Yesh lo ben v'av v'ach. Yerushalmi in Yevamos Perek Yudalet Halacha Aleph. It sounds like, I mean, that Yerushalmi Rabbi Natam is going on, but it's a shaila in what the girsa is. But according to the girsa that we have in the Yerushalmi, it sounds like it's lav davka avia. So from that perspective, if you say it's lav davka avia, so then can you say the reason why she's miskareshes is because the father's yad legereshin works for her? The brother's yad legereshin works for her? The brother doesn't have a yad legereshin. She's not brishus the brother. If you say ach or ben is enough, then lechora, you're saying that the vart is she's Meshachah Ve'enu Choseres, that it's a din in the Maisa Gerishin. It's not a din in the Gavra, it's a din in the Maisa Gerishin. As long as she has someone to watch over her, then she'll be Meshachah Ve'enu Choseres, and then the Gerishin is going to be Chal. Okay, so just to sum up, we have two different approaches in what Meshachah Ve'enu Choseres means. That either it's a way of identifying the woman, of saying that she doesn't have a Yad LeGerishin, she's not Shayach to Gerishin in her essence. So that could be Rashi's pshat. Right? Rashi says that even al yedei avia, she's not miskareshes if she's a shota, because she doesn't have yad legereshin. But the other approach is to say that maybe Meshach ben Choseres is a din in the ma'aseh gereshin before, that it's if she's choseres, then there's a problem in the krisus. If it's a din in the ma'aseh gereshin, so then even by a pikachas, it'll be a problem if she doesn't know that it's her get. And conversely, by a shota, it might not be a problem if the father accepts the get, because through the father she'll have a shmira, and she won't be choseres. The only shaila we had was it's not so clear what the Rabbi Natam actually held. We said that it could be the Rabbi Natam really holds that through the father now she has a yad legereshin. It's not that she's meshachah ve'enu choseres practically, but no, through the father she has a yad legereshin. If you learn the Rabbi Natam like that, so it'll turn out that it's dafka through the father that she'll have a Yad LeGerushin, but the brother and the son will not be able to save her. They won't be able to have a Gerushin through the brother and the son because they don't have a Yad LeGerushin. Only the father does. So yes.
How would Rashi answer based off of the Mishnah where the Mishnah says zochos kachas, meaning there's two hands involved, but it seems like according to Rashi's opinion, as long as the father has a hand in it, it seems like there's only one hand involved, according to Rashi's opinion, but the Mishnah is saying that you can't have two hands.
Rabbi Yehuda says that.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So Rashi, Rashi says, "V'chol shein yechol ish masgita ein yechola lizgarish." Okay, so Rashi says, "Afilu bekabalas aviyah ein a misgarishes." Afilu bekabalas aviyah, meaning, according to both shittas, right? According to both shittas, if she's ein yechol ish masgita, so she's ein a misgarishes bein aydei atzma bein aydei aviyah. Lefila the Tanakama, and according to Rabbi Huda, she's never miscarriages herself. It's only idea of via. But if she's any yichol lishmar as atzma, she's not going to be miscarriages through the father either, right? According to both shittas, there's no gerushin through the father. But if she's any yichol lishmar as gita, she's not miscarriages al idea atzma either. She's a shota, so she's meshacha ben chazera. So she's meshacha ben chazera. So therefore, she's not going to be miscarriages. What's the problem? I'm not sure I understand. Right? According to Rashi. If she's any the Mishnah says this according to both shittas and Tanaim. She's any chol ishmar esgita, so then she can be miscarriages. Beinai de atzma, beinai de avia. Right? Because she's mishacha v'chozeres, and the din is that you have to be mishacha v'eino chozeres. Okay. This is shittas Tosfos. Okay, this is shittas Tosfos. It's hard to believe that just in Tosfos we have this whole development just in Tosfos. Comes the Rambam. And he argues with Tosfos. Right? We're not even up to the second issue that we wanted to talk about, but we'll get there, Mitzvah. Comes the Rambam and he says the following in Hilchas Gerushin. Hilchas Gerushin Perak Aleph Halacha Tes. Rambam says, "What's the problem of Kinsi Lashtar Choze?" Dr. Rambam, "Minayin Sheno knows this is Perak Aleph." How do you know that he has to give it to her b'toras gerushin? You can't say kinsi shtar choze. She'nemar sefer krisos v'nasam biyada she'itein osa b'toras sefer krisos. There's an idea that the baal has to give the get b'toras krisos b'toras gerushin. Avlim nasal b'toras shu shtar chovo mezuzo she'nasam biyada v'yishena v'nei ora eino get. V'mamala achakach harehu giteich hareis a get. So up to Rambam, what's the problem over here with kinsi shtar choze? What's the psul? Is the psul mishalcha ve'enu chazeres? No. Psul is not mishalcha ve'enu chazeres. The psul is, it's not a nesina l'shem krisus. It's not a nesina l'shem gerushin. That's the problem. There's a din that it has to be a nesina brura l'shem gerushin. That's the yisod. It's not a din of mishalcha ve'enu chazeres. And this idea is echoed by the Baal HaMor too. Baal HaMor here on the Rif, on daf Mem Amud Aleph and daf Be'arif. All right. Balamor writes. Amala kinsi shtarchozel shemitzos mechor. Yeah. Ika de kashale. How the guys seen in Perakanizokin, Perakacheresh, Amarava medus or so, Rebecca Ben Gugada, Nilmod, Amaladim, Rugetze. Shani knows in the Ishti v'chazamar lo kinsi shtarchozer is a mugreshes, etc. Right? The Gemara on Daphnun Hey. What's the kasha? What's the stira? Yes, the Baal HaMor is a stira. A Mishnah says that kinsi shtarchozer is a problem. That Mishnah says kinsi shtarchozer is okay. It's doch a stira between the two Mishnahs. V'yesh lahoshiv zok the Baal HaMor no. Nehid lo beinan daita. Avo beinan shiotzi abal ashluchim befiv la'ach ha'ksivis haget. Beinan shiizbonin hadavar o le'edim o le'isha. The Kevin Shapir Shadavala Aidim in Sarah Dasa Isha Begarishin. Wow. Dr. Baal HaMor, even though he gives the get, it's not enough. It's not enough just to give the get. The Baal has to say something. He has to be Motzi Hashiluchin Befiv. He has to have a Dibur. But what's the purpose of the Dibur? So Dr. Baal HaMor, Binyan Shi is Bonin Adavar Ola Aidim Ola Isha. It has to be Borer either to the Aidim or to the Isha. Either to the Edim or to the Isha, it has to be clear that this is a gerushin. It has to be clear that this is a gerushin. He says, "V'chein bekedushin, sar shiotzi befiv, akedushin ben yishin yizban le'edim le'isha, kedemin anasin, gabi kedushin, ksiv kiyikach, v'lo sheyikach es atzmo, gabi gerushin, ksiv v'shilcha, v'lo sheyishlach es atzmo." V'shilcha v'lo sheyishlach etzatzmo. Not meshalcha v'enochazeres. No, it's a tnai in the gerushin. It's not called Vishilcha. It's not called a Maisa Gerishin if it's not clear that it's done L'shem Krisus. That's the halacha according to the Balamar. So he says there's no steer from the Mishnayos. There, he didn't just say Kinti Shtar Chavzeh, Amala Eidim. He says to the Eidim, I'm giving the get to my wife. He tells the wife Kinti Shtar Chavzeh. But he told the Eidim, Zot the Balamar, that's okay. The Das doesn't have to be in the Isha. Even if the Eidim know. If the Eidim know, then people know. If people know, so then it's clear that he's giving the get L'shem Krisus, and the scene of L'shem Gerishin, that works, it's kosher. It doesn't have to be the Das of the Isha. The Teretz, the steer is Pasha, the Vida Balamar, and the Rambam. Right? The Mishnah there is talking about that he told the Eidim. Our Mishnah is talking about that there are, that he didn't tell the Eidim before. I mean, there have to be Eidim, there have to be Eidim Asira, I guess. Rabbi Lozo would say that to be Eidim Asira on the Maisa Nesinus, I get. But he didn't tell the woman. He didn't tell the woman. He didn't tell the Eidim up front. He didn't tell the Eidim up front. So that's why Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh and Agamar is not going to work unless he says Hey Gitech afterwards. If he tells the woman later, so then it's clear. Then it's clear. But if he didn't say it up front, so then it's a problem. So the Teretz to the steer according to the Balamar Rambam is Poshet. What's the answer to the steer Lefi Tosfos? Right. If Tosfos says the problem of Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh is Meshach Aven Chozer, so how do we understand? How do we understand? How can we answer the steer? Right? Amal Eidim is not going to help me. She's still Meshach Aven Chozer. So how does the Gemara and Daftan Hey work? So it must be Lefi Tosfos. We're talking B'chai Gavna that he told the woman Hey Gitech afterwards. The Eidim told the woman. Someone has to tell the woman. Well, someone has to tell the woman. If not, she'll be Meshach Aven Chozer. It's a little bit of a chiddush. Because it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Pashup Shad in the Mishnah often, hey, is that no one's telling the woman anything. The Eidim know, but the woman doesn't know. But according to Tosa, that can't be, because if the woman doesn't know, so she's Meshach HaVechazeres. And the problem is in the woman, Lefi Tosfos. The problem, according to the Balamar and the Rambam, is in the Maisa Gerishin itself. Right? In the Maisa Gerishin itself, that it's not done L'shem Krishtus. It's not a problem of Meshach HaVeinu Chozeres. It's not a problem of I should modify what I said. The problem of Meshach Aven Chozeres Lefitosis is not in the woman. It's also in the Maisa Gerishin. But it's a Meshach Aven Chozeres. It's a practical issue that relates to the woman, that passes the Maisa Gerishin. Right? According to the Rambam, no, it's not a practical issue. It's that it wasn't the Maisa Nesina L'shem Gerishin. It's a different, they're both Psulim in the Maisa Gerishin. Bein Lefitosis, Bein Lefi the Rambam, but it's a totally different type of Psul. And the answer to the steer is going to be different. Right? According to the Balamar, Rambam is no steer at all, because there you told the Eidim up front. According to Tosas, you have to say that the Mishnah in the Hay is talking about that the Eidim are going to tell the Isha later, so that she'll be Meshach Aveinu Chozeres, and the Gerishin is going to be Kash. Okay, these are two days in the Rishonim, the basic understanding of the Gemara, what's the Psul of Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh, and how can it be avoided? Now, I will admit that Balamar does quote the Raivad. There is a third sheet, but we're not going to go into it. There is a third sheet of the Raivad. There's a little bit of a pilpul with the Raivad, but I think these are the two basic sheets in the Sukkah. Okay. The second issue that we have to address is the Mishnah starts us off by saying that he tells a Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh. Right? He tells a Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh. Let's say he didn't say Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh. Right? Let's say he gives her the get stuff. The Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about a dibur that the husband has to give to the wife, right? He says, hey gitech, in order to be machshir this get. There's some kind of a need for dibur. Is there a need for dibur only in this context? But he said, kinsi shtar chovzeh, so now he has to resurrect the get, right? He has to repair the gerishin, I should say. Right? So hey gitech repairs the gerishin. What, there's no need for dibur in general? Or is there a need for dibur in general? What would be the din if he gave her the get stam? You get the impression from the Mishnah that because he says Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh, so then he has to respond and say Hey Gitech in order to be Marsha the Get. But if he were to give the Get Stam, so maybe it should be Kosher. Right? Maybe it should be Kosher. The Poshup Shad in the Mishnah is that it should be Kosher. It's only because he said Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh that later he has to tell her it's a Get. But if he were to give her the Get Stam, so maybe there wouldn't be any Psul at all. Maybe that's not so simple. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin seems to say that you do need a Dibur by Gerishin. You need a Dibur by Gerishin, just like you need a Dibur by Kiddushin. Gemara in Davav the Kiddushin. Quotes the Mishnah. Ditnan ha'imadaber me'isha luzke gita v'kiddushev v'nasun la gita v'kiddushev lo piresh. Rabbi Yossi omer dayo. Rabbi Huda omer tzarek lefarish. We paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that if medaber ima luzke gita v'kiddushev, so then that's enough. They were talking about kiddushin, then he gives the kiddushin without saying anything, that's okay. But if it's not a sukkim boso inyan, right? If it's not a sukkim boso inyan, then it's not going to work. Right? Yehuda Mashmul says, Vahusha Asukim Boso Inyan. Asukim Boso Inyan, they're involved in the process of Gerushin and Kiddushin. So then it works. It sounds like you need a Dibur, Bein B'Kiddushin, Bein B'Gerushin. What's the Mishnah talking about? What? You only need the Amiras, Hey Gitech, by Kinsi Shtar Chavzah? You need it in every, you always need a Dibur in Gerushin. It's really, it's the Chapela. It's really a Pella. Mishnah seems a little strange. So the Ran addresses this issue. Ran, a very important Ran, many parts to this Ran. We're going to get back to this Ran tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. What does the Ran say? Amar lo kinsi shtar chov zeh, this is also on Daf Mem and Aleph in the Rif. Ba'asukim b'inyan gerush naskina. The Ran, like before you can even ask the Kasha, the Ran just bavarns the Kasha. He says, it must be asukim boso inyan. He knows the Gemara Kiddushin. It must be asukim boso inyan. The lo my ear yo amal kin sich nach ze who my ear mit us me khav kras a feel nas nam sina ma alya el shlo pirish in a klum the kamlan the circle farish kid is a pair kam the kidushin we pass kin circle farish if it's ana madaber ima this ke git the kidusha you need a dibor by getting the kidushin so if it's not a sukma so in you can't even get the first base says the ran so the ran makes an ukimta you read the mishnah you never think of this you'd say come on it's a stam case the ran says can't be. The Ram makes an ukimta, it must be a sukkim boso inyan, because if not, the whole thing ain't going to get started, right? You're not going to get to first base. Elohacha ba'asukim be'inyan gerushin metchila askinan. So just one second, if it's a sukkim boso inyan, so like, what's the problem? He said, kinti shtachov zeh, so like, what happened over here? Oh, so that's what the Ram says. Hacha ba'asukim be'inyan gerushin metchila askinan ve'ilu nasnalob nusinam al yisa b'stam mahani. If it's a sukkim boso inyan, and then there's a stam nesina, there's no need for Dibur b'shas ha-nesina. Because you have the Dibur before. The Dibur before counts for the shas nesina. Right? So if it were full nesina, it'd be fine. Aval kevan sha'amar l'kinti yishtach of zeh, harei nisbatel kol ma sha'ayu asukim osu inyim etchila. Kevan sha'amar l'edim ru'u get zeh shani nosin la. Ah, he has all the different points. Right? He didn't say ru'u get zeh to the edim. So if you didn't say Ru gets that, now you had an Asukim Boso Inyan, but you didn't have a Dibur B'Shas Nesina, right? You didn't have a Dibur that Hey Gita B'Shas Nesina, and now you have Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, that destroyed everything. The Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh destroys the Asukim Boso Inyan, so now you need Hey Gita in order to be Marsher the Nesina. Right, so he says, if he says Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, it ruins it. V'chein namik shemetz osam echar v'enu get she'enu get. That's the yisod. The Ran says, he says, Asukim Boso Inyan works only in tandem with a good nesina. But if you have Asukim Boso Inyan, and then you have a nesina that's somehow paguma, and he has two different examples of that. One is Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh. Now, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, I can understand why that could be Mevatel, the Asukim Boso Inyan, because it's a Dibur. You had a Dibur of Asukim Boso Inyan that gave the impression that there is a Ratzon for Gerushin over here. Then he said, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, so it's like a loggerheads, right? There's definitely a stira. But the other is a very interesting application. The Ran says, Mitza'oso Me'achorav. He didn't say Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh. They were Medavar al Iske Gita. Then she finds the get behind them and she takes it. That sounds like there's a Chisaron in the Maisa Nesina itself, in the Maisa Nesina. Not in the Dibur. But also, that's going to be possible for the same reason, which is very interesting, right? He says the psul, right? Even if orak lecharze, right? Orak lecharze solves the tligidach me'alga bekarka problem, but even orak lecharze is not a real ma'is nesina. There's a deficiency in that ma'is nesina. So Dr. Ran, if there's any deficiency in the ma'is nesina, bein mitzad the dibur, bein mitzad the ma'isa, asukim boso inyan is not going to work anymore. You need heygitach afterwards to resurrect the asukim boso inyan. So it's a big. His second point is a big chiddush that. Mitza'oso me achorav, even with Orak Lacharze, is still going to be a problem, even if it's a sukkim boso inyan. Right? Shaina sugam also in mo kishanas nastam elecha deyik nesina ma'ayisa. Al bezushi nesina grua kedukila begemara da'arg lacharitze v'shakalte lo mahani. Very interesting. Right? Even if the chisaron is only mitzad the ma'ayisa nesina, but I thought there's no problem. If it's not tligitach me'agav ekakas, so what's the chisaron? No, it's also. It's not a problem with tligitach, but only with an asugam also inyan learns the Ran. It's a big chiddush. Big chiddush. That the asugam also inyan somehow makes the nesina better. He's learning that the dibur works with the maisa. Somehow they work in tandem to make the nesina. So if there's something missing from the maisa nesina, then the dibur is not going to be able then asukim also inin is not going to be enough. You're going to need hey gitech in order to make it work. Umiu ki amar labasar hachi hey gitech afilu acha shaboli yada mahani tevinasa biyada karina beyafagav the nesina rishon alav kuli. This is the Ran. So the Ran learns that our Mishnah is talking about Asukim Asuin, and if not, forget about it. You can't get the first base. He said Kinsi Shtachov Zeh that ruined the Nesina. So if it's not Asukim Asuin, then nothing is going to be able to solve the problem. Okay, this is how the Ran learns. But the Rambam argues. The Rambam says in Ilchas Gerishin, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. What is the Rambam saying? Hamagarish sar shiyom ala kashiyidin la haget hareze gitech ohu gitech ukiyotze bezet. Vim nasan biyad of lom aklum hareze posel. Nasan of lom aklum hareze posel. Posel? What does posel mean? It doesn't say batel. We know the Rambam whenever he says batel, it's a psul deraisa. Posel is a psul derabbanan. It's posel mid derabbanan, says the Rambam. Posel mid derabbanan. The Ran would say if it's not a sukkim ba oso inyan. And he gave the get stam, it's batal min haTorah. The Ran would say it's batal min haTorah if he gave the get stam without asukim asuinyan. It must be asukim asuinyan. If not, it's batal min haTorah. Ram says, no, it's posel mid rabbanan. But medvam amur, mishaloy medabri malis kegita, vlemay medabri malis kegita, v'not laget, v'nasam biyad, v'lo maklum, arizig get koshin. Says Dr. Rambam, If it's medabri malis kegita, so then everything is great. But if it's lo medabri malis kegita, he gave it to her. He gave her the get stam. Zok the Rambam posel midrabbanan, posel midrabbanan. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah is nicha. The Mishnah is easier, right? The kasha we had is why does the Mishnah say kinsi shtarchav? Said tell me a bigger chiddush, right? Talk about if he gave it to her stam without saying anything, right? He didn't say anything bad. Even if he didn't say anything bad, he didn't say something good. Tell me in the Mishnah that kishanosen get kisha adam wrote to the garish says ishto tzarach liten la get v'yomar la hey gitech. That's not what the Mishnah says. That would have been a bigger chiddush. That without a dibur, the whole get isn't chal. So the Ran says, oh, okay, it must be that it's a sukkim asu inyan. He was medabri malis kegita, and it's a sukkim asu inyan. Because if not, then it's batal min haTorah. So he has to make an ukimta to make the Mishnah make sense. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah is nicha. The reason why the Mishnah gives the case of Kinsi Shtach Hosei is because it wants to give an example where there's a psul daraisa. If he just gave her the get stam, that would be posel midrabbanan, not min haTorah. That's why the Mishnah gives the case of Kinsi Shtach Hosei. Right? If he just gave the get stam and he didn't say hey gite, that would be a psul derabbanan. But if he says Kinsi Shtach Hosei, then that's a psul daraisa. Right? That's worse. Why is it worse? Because it's not a nesina l'shem gerushin, like the other Rambam said, right? If he says kinsi shtachov zeh, that's worse. That's a psul daraisa. But if he just gave the get without a dibur, that's a psul midrabbanan. So that's why the Mishnah gives the case of kinsi shtachov zeh and doesn't talk about the case we just gave the get without a dibur, because we want to give a case where it's going to be a psul daraisa, unless he has a dibur afterwards to tell her that it's her get. What's the machlokas? What's pshat in Rambam? Why does the Rambam say it's only a psul daraisa? If he gives her the get, doesn't say anything. Oh, so that's what you were. I forgot what your first name is, but that's what you were. Sorry?
Danny.
Okay. That's what Danny was saying. That the Rambam somehow is assuming, right? That was Danny's Svara Pshuta. That what do you need a dibur for? It's in the get. It's lichten dem get, right? Lichten the verita from the get, as we would say, right? It's lying in the words of the get. It says, Ariat Muteras, the Chaladam. Right, you, I, so and so, I'm divorcing my wife, so and so, and he says, "I'm tired of the chalom." So it's in the get. So if it's in the get, then there's no need to say it. Min HaTorah, apparently Midrabbanan, you still need to say it, right? It is still a psul Rabbanan, says the Rambam. But because it's in the get, Min HaTorah, you don't need a separate Dibur. Min HaTorah, you would not need a separate Dibur. This is what the Beis Shmuel says. This is what the Beis Shmuel says. He says, By kiddushin, he says, even if you're mekadesh b'shtar, even if he's mekadesh b'shtar, but we don't know what her das is, so the dibur clarifies the das of the isha. He gives her the shtar, but we don't know what her das is. So the dibur clarifies the das of the isha. So I need a dibur by kiddushin, but by gerushin he says I don't need a dibur at all. Min haTorah, it's in the get. It's licked in the get. If it's lying in the get, then there's no need to have a dibur. There's no need to have a dibur bechalal min haTorah. Midrabbanan, it's still possible if he didn't say anything. But min haTorah, there's no need. So Zok the Lechem Mishnah, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah is Poshet. The reason why Mishnah mentions Kinsi Shtachov Zeh, Lechem Mishnah, right here on the Rambam. It says Kinsi Shtachov Zeh, because it wants to give you an example of a Psul Daraisa. So the Psul Daraisa, if he says Kinsi Shtachov Zeh, then if he doesn't come around and say, Hey Gitech, to clarify that it's a get, then that'll be Pasul Minator. That'll be Pasul Minator. Yeah, so this is the Shita. The Shita of the Rambam. This is the Shita of the Rambam. This is the Machlokas Daran and the Rambam. Where the Minatorah, you actually need a Dibur in order to make the Get Bichal. Or is it only a Dindarabonan, that you need the Dibur, because we assume that the Dibur in the Get speaks for itself. The Ran apparently assumes not like that. The Ran assumes that the Dibur in the Get does not speak for itself. So that's why you would need you would need a dibur of the baal in order to make the gerushin bichal. It's just our mishnah is talking about a case where it was asukim asuinyan, and that's why it would not be necessary to have a dibur, because asukim asuinyan is a dibur. But comes a mishnah and says that if kinsi shtar chov zeh, so then he ruined it, so then he has to resurrect it. He has to tell her that it's a get in order to make the gerushin bichal.
We have one more Marma Komashi. There are two sugyas there, and it's all going to be, these two sugyas are going to be Rava. Rava has this line about a chatz maleches. There are three lines of Gemara. Sazal lumdish lines of Gemara. Okay, so for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll try to do chatz maleches, and then we'll do chatz mishtameres the dasa bailin for the final shiur on Thursday. Okay, have a nice day.